T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
This is Jeopardy. Now entering our studios, a Jeopardy legend who Pro Football Hall of Famer Chris Carter once called my man with the small hands, Dan Dibley. A former radio talk show caller who wears a mask not for the safety of others, but because he's a Dallas Cowboy fan, Daryl Guru Johnson. And our defending champion, whose 95.7 cash earnings totaled $19 last week, Matt Steinmetz. And I am your Jeopardy host, Kevin Michael Whitey Gleason. Welcome, players. Welcome, dear listener. Last week, Dan Dibley returned to the game he dominated years ago. And though Dibs got off to a fast start in the end, Russ got the better of rest, and Steiny prevailed in a spirited match that sent Jeopardy scholars sprinting to the record book to see whether Steiny has ever won back-to-back matches. But it's a new game today, $1, $2, and $3 values in the Jeopardy round. Remember to phrase your response in the form of a question. By the way, Joe Spadoni is our official judge today. Players, we don't need to test the buzzers. They've been working fine. But your players, you players will try your luck with these categories in the Jeopardy round. We have First Things First, Walktober, and Tampa Bay Tidbits. Just a word about the first category. First Things First, the word first is in quotation marks. So the word first is part of each correct response. First Things First, Walktober, Tampa Bay Tidbits. $1, $2, $3 answers in each of the categories. Steiny, you're the champ. Please choose a category. Good luck. Let's play some Jeopardy.
Thank you, Whitey. Let's go with Walktober for one, please.
Walktober for one. In 36 World Series innings between 2010 and 2014, this giant lefty walked only five.
Steiny?
Yes, Steiny.
Who is Madison Bumgarner?
Madison Bumgarner is right. The champ has a dollar, and he has control of the board. Choose again, please, Steiny.
Walktober for two, please.
In the 2002 World Series, this team walked Barry Bonds a record 13 times.
Guru.
Guru. Dibs. I heard Dibs.
Who are the Angels?
Angels is right. Dibs, you've got $2 in the lead. Please choose a category or a
Walktober
question.
For three, please, Kev.
Walktober for three. This A's catcher drew 11 walks in the 73 World Series.
Dibs.
And he was also, yes, Dibs.
Who is Gene Tennis?
That is correct. He was also mentioned in the movie Anchorman. Well done, Dibs. Three more gives you five. That completes that category. Wow. Where do you want to go, Dan Dibley?
First things first for a dollar, please, Whitey.
You got it, Dan Dibley. First things first for a dollar. The position Brandon Belt plays.
Dibs. Guru, guru.
I heard Dibs.
What is first base?
That is correct. $6. Your board, Dibley.
First things first for two, please.
Despite losing 38-10 Monday, Dallas occupies...
Guru.
Yes, Guru.
First, what is first place in the NFC East?
What is first place
with
is
detail.
Always well
he
done,
He gave that
Guru.
With
yeah.
detail. Nice, Guru.
No. $2, Guru, so it's Dibs 6, Guru 2, Steiny 1. Guru, your board, sir.
Let's go, is it Michael, right? Let's go to Tampa Bay Tidbits for one.
Tampa Bay Tidbits, by the way, was the name of their XFL team. Tampa Bay Tidbits for one. Tampa Bay has hosted four of these major chip. Yes, Steiny.
God.
That was
Super
Dibs.
Bowl.
What is a Super Bowl is right. Yes, Steiny got in there first. One more first, Steiny. Gives you, that's all right. Six for Dibs, two for Steiny, two for Guru. Yeah, Steiny.
First things first for three, Whitey.
All right.
Draymond Green was named to this NBA team.
Guru. Guru.
I believe I heard Dibs.
What is can you check first team all defense?
First team all defense is right. Three more for Dibs gives him 9. We have checked the tape, and yes, I just checked it. It was Dan Dibley, but it was very close.
Both so scotch and duct tape, I would assume. You check yes, both tapes.
Absolutely.
Let's go looking for the Skinnow-Manow. Tampa Bay tidbits for 3, please.
Okay, but I should remind you that we don't have any of those until the next round.
Well, I'm a little eager. I'm a little eager.
Yeah. Yeah, you're up 9-2-2. Tampa Bay tidbits for 3, is that what you wanted, sir?
Sure.
All right, here you go. In 1975, this North American Soccer League team became Tampa's first major pro sports franchise. Nobody?
Wow.
We're the Tampa Bay Rowdies. The Tampa Bay Rowdies.
Hey, we dodged one there, Goo.
Yes.
Let's
yeah,
just put
I
it
know
that
we
way.
Did. I saw Tim.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay tidbits for 2, please, to close out this round, please, Whitey.
You got it. In 2008, Tampa Bay went to the World Series after dropping this word from their team name.
Stipe.
Guru.
Stiney, he said Cypress, I think, but that was Stiney.
That was Stiney, yes.
What is Devil?
Devil is right. 2 more for you, Cypress. And you now have... That's okay. That completes the round. Here's the score at the end of the Jeopardy round. Dan Dibley 9, Steiny 4, Guru 2. So it's still anybody's match. And this is my very favorite part of the game. We get to know the players a little bit, starting with Matt Steinmetz, our champion. Yep. Steiny, you're featured this week on Elevate Your Tailgate, 957thegame.com with Joe Shasky. What is your go-to on the grill, sir?
I'll tell you what I'm into right now, Whitey. Skirt steaks. Skirt Ooh. Steaks. You slice those up into little slices. Just love the skirt steak right now. Love it.
All right. Yeah, thank you. Check that out. Elevate Your Tailgate, 957thegame.com. Dan Dibley, you and Steiny, we know that you compete in Jeopardy each week. How does it typically go, Dibs, when you compete with Steiny on the golf course?
Actually, we don't compete. Many people have always thought we would pit ourselves against each other, but when we go out and we play golf, we just enjoy each other's company, and by not competing, we've found a way to encourage each other and help each other and make the overall experience much more nurturing and pleasurable. So, in fact, of the 700 times we've played golf together, we've competed against each other about 5 times, and those invariably are the worst times. So, we enjoy our enlightened experience.
That's great, but who's won the most of the 5 times?
Oh, him. He, yeah.
I don't even know if we've competed 5 times.
It might have been closer to 3.
Yeah. I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, what a man. That's a great message there. A great lesson for our country.
Yeah, one for the kids, Whitey. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. To hell with the kids. Hey, Guru.
Yes, sir.
Guru, if you had to switch places with any member of the 95.7 The Game staff for a week, who would you choose and why?
Great question.
You know what, Whitey? I call that the shoelace question because it's a tie, and it would be between Dibs and Steiny because they would get to work with me.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. How about that?
Well done.
The shoelace question. Well, yeah, I like that.
Well played, Guru. All right. That's it for the fun and games. Now we got to get serious as we head to the Dibley double round. Again, your score is
there we go.
Dibs 9, Steiny 4, and Guru 2. Your categories, 49ers and Patriots. Remember, 2, 4, and $6 here and 2 Dibley doubles in this round. 49ers and Patriots, brief stays by the Bay, and debate topics. Ooh,
wow.
That's political and topical.
Timely.
There, yeah. thank you. 49ers and Patriots, brief stays by the Bay, debate topics. Did someone have a question there? No? Okay. Guru, you are currently trailing, so choose a category. Good luck once again to all involved.
Let's go, what the hell, debate topics for 2, Whitey.
Debate topics for 2. While fans argue over LeBron or MJ, there's no debating this center's 11 championships.
Steiny.
Dibs.
Guru.
Yes, yeah, Steiny.
Wow, man.
Who is... Bill Russell.
Bill Russell.
Oh, I thought he was right. Going to mess up.
Wow. 2 more for Steiny. It's now 9 for Dibs, 6 for Steiny, 2 for Guru. Steiny, you're bored.
Debate topics for 4, please.
The first of our 2.
Skinnow-Manow. Gosh, I can't stand
this.
You're down 9-6. How much do you wish to wager? This is huge. I don't need to tell you.
I'll bet 3, Whitey. I'm Yeah.
All right. Year in which the American League first used the much-debated designated hitter rule. Also the year the A's won their second straight World Series.
Boy, and I can tell you who the DH was, Ron Bloomberg. I'm going to say 1973. What is 1973, Whitey?
Oh, good save.
Great save. Great
he got the bell. Yes. That's controversy.
Wow. Yes, he got it in there.
He got it.
Yeah, I was just about to say, and he rephrased it.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Well done, Steiny. Three more gives you nine, so you and Dibs with nine apiece, Guru with two, and you still have the board.
Whitey, nothing for Ron Bloomberg, though? Come on now. That was pretty good.
He was the first DH, but he was not the DH for the A's, but he was the first DH out of bat. Yes, you're right.
Okay, let's go to six. I see Dibley frowning over there. We're not moving it fast.
Let's keep it moving. Don't try to go four corners, Dean Smith.
Debate topics for six.
All right, debate topics for six. Baseball fans, have been debating for years whether his 354 wins, however he got them, are – yes, Dibs.
Ah, shit. Who is Guidry? I blew that.
No, I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Takes you down to three, so I'm going to finish it there. Baseball fans have been debating for years whether his 354 wins, however we got them, are enough for him to be a Hall of Famer. Nobody? All right. We're looking for Roger Clemens.
Yes.
Oh.
Roger Clemens, the response there. So it's Steiny 9, Dibs 3, Guru 2, and so it's still your board, Steiny. We have Brief Stays by the Bay and 49ers and Patriots still a Dibbly double out there.
Brief Stays by the Bay for 2, Whitey.
Hall of Fame receiver who led the NFL in touchdown catches five times. But yes, Guru.
Who was Randy Moss?
Randy Moss is right. See, well done.
That is the improvement of Darryl the Guru Johnson right
caught
there.
Only three in 2012 as a 49er. Yeah, so you're in second place, Guru.
All right. Let's go 49ers and Patriots for 4, Whitey.
49ers receivers coach who caught more than 100. Yes, Dibs.
Who is Wes Welker?
That's right, Dibs. 4 more gives you 7, and it's your board, Diz. We have, and I'm sure you keep track here, you know, but for the listeners driving around, 49ers and Patriots for 2 and 6. Brief Stays by the Bay for 4 and 6, Dibs.
Yes, 49ers and Patriots for 6, please.
Hello.
Hey,
it's the second of our Dibley double ski now, Manal. Dibs, you're down 9-7. Guru is close behind with 4. How much do you want to wager?
All of it, Whitey.
Dibs, can you jump back on Zoom, please, so we could just check you out? Thank you.
Yeah, where did he go? I noticed that. Oh, there you go. Yeah,
yeah. All right.
Yeah. You see me okay?
Wagering all of it here.
Did
here
you see
go, Dibs.
Me okay?
Oh,
please, thank you.
After 6 years as a Patriot, this tight end came out of retirement to join the Niners in 82 and help them win a Super Bowl in 1985.
Who is Russ Francis?
That is correct. Look at that. My man with the small hands. 14
Thank you.
For Dibs.
Thank you. Chris Carter actually did call me that.
14-9-4.
What did he what did bet? He bet 7 there, Whitey?
He bet it all.
A true Dibley double.
Okay.
49ers and Patriots for 2, please, Whitey.
Drafted number 1 by New England in 71. He spent 76 and 77 with the Niners before winning 2 Super Bowls
Dibs.
As a Raider. Yeah, Dibs.
Who is Jim Plunkett?
That's right. There's 2 more gives you 16.
Brief Stays by the Bay for 6, please, Whitey.
This number 3 pick in 1977 averaged 20 a game in 10 seasons as a Buck and Clipper, only 4 in the final 10 games of his career as a Warrior. A lot of numbers there.
Guru.
Yeah. Well, judges, was that too late?
Too late.
I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Guru?
Who was Terry Cummings?
No, it's a good thing it was too late. Who was Marcus Johnson? Who is Marcus Johnson? Didn't you do like 2 shows with him, Dibs, in L.A. once or something?
Yeah, it was 3 on 3. The Beast. The Beast 960 3. With Jeannie Zelasco. Yeah. She didn't know what to make of. What, can I get a score check before the final clue?
Of course. Dibs 16, Steiny 9, Guru 4. So this is very big for you, Steiny. Obviously, you know, you don't want him to be able to double you up here. Brief Stays by the Bay for 4 to complete the Jeopardy round. Of this lefty's 329 career wins, only one came with the Giants in 86. Yes, Steiny.
Who was Steve Carlton?
That is right. Well done.
Boy, that was big.
To 13. Yeah, that gives you 13. As we head to final Jockberty, and it's Dibs 16, Steiny 13, and Guru 4. Your category for final Jockberty, interceptions. So base your wagers on that. And I know last week you guys just went honor system, which is fine with me if it's fine with you. We need you to write it down, though, so you can show it at some point. Write down what your wager is going to be. Rarely does it come down to the wager, because usually whoever's ahead just bets everything. Or anyway, it could come down to the wager today. Dib 16, Steiny 13, Guru 4. So you guys just let me know when you decided what the wagers will be, and then we'll proceed with your clue.
Real quick, can I, Guru, right now, put your wager down and then write, what is or who is right now? Write it down.
I put zero as my wager. I put zero. I want to finish positive, so I'm going to end up with four.
Wow, you could scoop and score here, Guru, if you wager correctly. The two of us slugging it out.
Guru is not out of it.
No, you can. This is a fantastic match. 16-13 to 4, and the category is interceptions.
That's correct, Dan Dibley.
Okay.
Everyone made their decisions?
Yes, sir.
My wager's right here. I made a sun around it. You'll be able to see it. All right.
And Steiny, you ready to go?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Guru, here you go. Your clue. His 240 interceptions thrown are the 14th most in NFL history and are 36 more than any other active quarterback. Good luck. His 240 interceptions thrown are the 14th most in NFL history and are 36 more than any other active quarterback. So we're looking for the active leader in interceptions thrown, who is 14th in NFL history. Again, Dan Dibley has 16, Steiny with 13, Guru with 4. What a match it's been. His 240 interceptions thrown, the 14th most in NFL history, 36 more than any other active quarterback. Guru, you trail with $4. We'll start with you. What is your response, sir?
Who is Kirk Cousins?
Kirk Cousins is incorrect. What was your wager? You said you're going to wager nothing?
Nothing.
You did wager it all. Okay.
Yeah, I bet none.
You bet zero?
What, you bet
this
zero?
This is an important distinction.
No,
huge.
I bet
it's
four.
Huge.
I bet four.
I don't know that I got this right.
You bet four.
Right. I bet four.
You bet four, so he's down to zero. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Steiny, you rallied late, so you're within striking distance. What do you got?
Who is Tom Brady?
Tom Brady is incorrect, and what was your wager?
I bet all 13, Whitey.
Okay.
Oh, no way, Steiny.
Over to Dan Dibley. We'll see how this plays out for Dibs, who is well known for his expertise when it comes to the final wager. Dibs, what was your response, sir?
I went with who is Tom Brady.
God!
That is incorrect.
Oh, my goodness,
I'll just tell you.
I could have won it.
Top three in most interceptions thrown among active players. Number three is Roethlisberger. Number two is Philip Rivers. And number one is Drew Brees. We were looking for Drew Brees with 240. So, Dibs, it comes down to your wager, which was?
All of $11.
And Dan Dibley is your champion today with $5. I know last week some people maybe were a little disappointed that Dibs didn't win. He started very well, but there you go. That is a great example of how skilled Dibs is at working things to his favor in Final Jockberty. Wow. Well done, champ. The floor is yours. Dan Dibley, the Jockberty champion.
I just like to channel one of my early role models, Marshall Mathers, and say, guess who's back? Back again. Dibs is back. Tell a friend. And I'll tell you what, it was rough. It was choppy, but take a chance out there, kids. I went for a true Dibley double, and I was able to get it right. Seize your opportunities out there, young men and women. Don't be afraid to roll the dice and take a chance. Good things can be your reward.
Great match. Thank you. Played, everybody. Congratulations, Dibs.
I'll tell you what, that was a heck of a ball game. I'll say that. It was a good ball game.
You
good
guys are being today. Aggressive, though, so when the day does come and I bet I got a lead and I only bet two, That's not going to go over well because you guys went all the way in. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, Goo.
Well, to each his own, Goo. And if that's part of your makeup, that's part of your makeup. And I don't pretend to make fun of that. You're as good as anybody in this game when you got it going.
Drew Brees,
and Goo, if you would have got that right, Goo, you would have doubled your four and got eight, and you would have won. So you were in it. You had it on a tee. And again, Whitey, another just well done job hosting the most fun bit in all of radio.
Thanks, champ. I got one question real quick for Whitey.
Yes, sir.
I love your topics, and they're often very timely. Where did the Tampa Bay tidbits come in this week? Did you misread a schedule or something?
Well, they have this event going on, and it's possible that you guys haven't talked about it. You're not following it. It's called the World Series. And yeah, the Dodgers are playing a team from Tampa Bay in what they call the World Series, which is at the end of the baseball season, the two top teams.
As Ross Tucker would say, no, you're right. Oh, good stuff. I love this game.
I could have won that. I need a cigarette. I lost, but
second one of the day, Goo. Careful.
Yeah.
It's developing a habit over there. I just, you know, whatever happens next Thursday, I got off the schneid. There was already whispers in among some of the Jockberty chat group.
I heard them.
Yeah. There was whispers in the chat room about, you know, because when you try to transcend era, Steiny, because back in the day, I mean, Kreidler was a great champ, but that was in the dead ball era. Shoot, that was in almost in the early aughts. We only played one round, and now it's this is a real thing now. You know, we got the internet, and, you know, it's a whole nother ball of wax. So there was whispers that I couldn't transcend eras, so I'm just glad to get one under my belt.
Dibs, I believe you're the first. Well, I was going to say you're the first, maybe not, but I was going to say you're the first to win Jockberty championships in two different decades. But I think Steiny may have already beaten you to that. I'm not sure.
I did.
So. Yeah.
Despite going 3-31 in season one.
I think I did. Hey, Whitey, real quick, Whitey, how fast did I answer that Randy Moss question? I think you got one word out.
That was the most impressive response of the whole match was you with Randy Moss. I knew he was going to be an answer.
Yeah. I heard receiver.
Guru's that guy on a team that loses by 23, and he goes, Coach, what about my bucket in the second quarter, though?
Down 31, and first down, gets up, first down. Yeah, when he runs for three.
Oh, man.
Well, that was good stuff, Whitey. Thank you so much, as always, for your time and your consideration, your preparation.
Can we play him out with the theme, gentlemen?
I love the game. What can I tell you?
Let the credits roll and put another cap on another great Thursday. Yeah. Man.
I'm only one back. I needed Dibs to win. I'm only one back.
That's true.
Now.
That's true. You are. Mm-hmm. All right. 888-957-9570. We got a half hour left in this show. And what I want to do is talk a little more about the San Francisco 49ers and the New England Patriots. That's 125 on Sunday. 125 on Sunday. We're going to wrap it up in a half hour. If you want to join the conversation, you can feel free to do so. And it is all brought to you by AAA, Northern California, Nevada, Utah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.